Big Book Study. This series of CDs contains material from the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous, starting with the preface, continuing through Chapter 7, Working with Others. This is a Big Book Study where the answer to alcoholism can be found. If any group wants to continue on through Dr. Bob's nightmare, that is their affair. And by humbly receiving the message which is contained in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous, you will learn to give the opinion of the book rather than that of your own. If any group wishes to continue on to a 19-week study, it is entirely that group's business. This extension would include the chapters Two Wives through Dr. Bob's Nightmare. We recommend it. Each week is broken into reading sections. Some weeks contain step sheet handouts to help clarify the step work covered that week. These step sheets will be handed out at the beginning of the appropriate weeks and will be read on the CD before that week's scheduled reading. We members of the How It Works groups have found a great deal of consistency in this book study format. The book has not needed to change, therefore the message need not change either. If you are having trouble staying sober, we offer the guarantee that by coming to the meetings on time, following along with the readings in the Big Book, and fulfilling a few simple requirements, the very special spiritual experience that AA has to offer will easily come your way. There is evidence that we have had this spiritual experience once we have stayed sober, discovered this higher power, and have begun to help others afflicted with alcoholism. Get ready for the greatest journey of your life. Introduction. This is the introduction to the How It Works program of recovery. The Big Book study is a simple study, not an easy one. If you have the disease called alcoholism, it demands to be treated daily. Treating alcoholism with resentment and addictions has increasingly harmful and even fatal side effects. Treating alcoholism with a spiritual answer has only positive and healthy side effects. The How It Works interprets the Big Book through the group conscience. Read Step 1, page 263. The Oxford group had a 75% recovery rate. This is the result of the deflation of ego. Ego is the last thing to go and the very first thing to come back. Page 20 in the foreword to the second edition states, the 50% who really tried stayed recovered. 25% went out, came back, and stayed recovered. This is the Oxford group's 75% recovery rate. How It Works believes that if this program is followed the way it is designed, there will be a 100% recovery rate. Read page 563, Tradition 3 Long Form. All are welcome that are affected by alcoholism. That is everyone. Let everyone decide for him or herself if they want to be here. Step 5 will be completed with a qualified person. We recommend a priest, minister, or rabbi. Our experienced group members will assist you with Step 9. As we pass out Steps 10, 11, and 12, please note we will do these every day. These steps are daily steps. This process is to be continued. The treatment for the disease will never be completed. Step 10. When we are wrong, promptly admitted it and straightened it out. This is an attempt to avoid creating another past. You will begin to see it is a hopeless state of mind and body. This is our problem. Play dead. You do not take things personally if you are dead, so play dead and see how your higher power handles things better than you are. No directing, just help. Stop to take a spot check inventory every hour to see how you're doing. Step 11. Do the night reading on page 86, Step 11 handout. Get things straightened out prior to ending your day. Again, we are trying to prevent another past from being created and start a new day with a clean slate. Upon awakening, read page 86 and do it. This is an action step, so take action. Step 12. We help others without hurting them or ourselves. This is a lifetime learning experience. We believe you are born with this disease, which is not your fault. However, you are responsible for the treatment of this disease. Step 10. Continue to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 1. We have entered the world of the spirit. Our next function is to grow in understanding and effectiveness. This is not an overnight matter. It should continue for a lifetime. 2. Continue to watch for selfishness, dishonesty, resentment, and fear. When these crop up, we ask God at once to remove them. We discuss them with someone immediately and make amends quickly if we have harmed anyone. Then we resolutely turn our thoughts to someone we can help. Love and tolerance of others is our code. 3. We are not cured of alcoholism. What we really have is a daily reprieve contingent on the maintenance of our spiritual condition. Every day is a day when we must carry the vision of God's will into all of our activities. How can I best serve Thee? Thy will, not mine, be done. These are thoughts which must go with us constantly. We can exercise our willpower along this line all we wish. It is the proper use of the will. 4. If we have carefully followed directions, we have begun to sense the flow of His Spirit into us. To some extent, we have become God-conscious. We have begun to develop this vital sixth sense. But we must go further, and that means more action. Continue to take personal inventory many times each day, and to set right any new mistakes as we go along. Step 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. Step 11 suggests prayer and meditation. We shouldn't be shy on this matter of prayer. Better men than we are using it constantly. It works if we have the proper attitude and work at it. When we retire at night, we constructively review our day, page 86. Remember, we read this every night. 1. Was I angry or resentful today? 2. Was I selfish today? 3. Was I dishonest today? 4. Was I afraid today? 5. Do I owe an apology today? 6. Was I kind and loving toward all today? 7. Have I kept something to myself that should be discussed with another person at once? 8. Was I thinking of myself most of the time? Or was I thinking of what I could do for others, of what I could pack into the stream of life today? 9. Did I drift into worry, remorse, or morbid reflections of the past today? 10. After making our review, we ask God's forgiveness. 11. Have I inquired what corrective measures should be taken? On awakening, let us think about the 24 hours ahead. We consider our plans for the day, pages 86 through 88. Remember, we read this every morning. 1. We ask God to direct my thinking, especially asking that it be divorced from self-pity, dishonest or self-seeking motives. 2. Here we ask God for inspiration, an intuitive thought or decision. We relax and take it easy. We don't struggle. 3. We usually conclude the period of meditation with a prayer that we be shown all through the day what our next step is to be, that we be given whatever we need to take care of such problems. We ask especially for freedom from self-will and are careful to make no requests for ourselves only. We are careful never to pray for our own selfish ends. 4. As we go through the day, we pause when agitated or doubtful and ask for the right thought or action. We constantly remind ourselves we are no longer running the show, humbly saying to ourselves many times each day, "Thy will be done." It works. It really does. We alcoholics are undisciplined, so we let God discipline us in the simple way we have just outlined. But this is not all. There is action and more action. Faith without works is dead. The next chapter, Chapter 7, Working with Others, pages 89 through 103, is entirely devoted to Step 12. Step 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to alcoholics and to practice these principles in all our affairs. 1. Practical experience shows that nothing will so much ensure immunity from addictions as intensive work with other alcoholics. It works when other activities fail. This is our 12th suggestion. Carry this message to other alcoholics. You can help when no one else can. You can secure their confidence when others fail. Remember, they are very ill, page 89. 2. Life will take on new meaning. To watch people recover, to see them help others, to watch loneliness vanish, to see a fellowship grow up about you, to have a host of friends. This is an experience you must not miss. We know you will not want to miss it. Frequent contact with newcomers and with each other is the bright spot of our lives, page 89. 3. You will be most successful with alcoholics if you do not exhibit any passion for crusade or reform. Never talk down to an alcoholic from any moral or spiritual hilltop. Simply lay out the kit of spiritual tools for his inspection. Show him how they worked with you. Offer him friendship and fellowship. Tell him that if he wants to get well, you will do anything to help, page 95. 4. He may be broke and homeless. If he is, you might try to help him about getting a job or give him a little financial assistance. But you should not deprive your family or creditors of money they should have. Perhaps you will want to take the man into your home for a few days, but be sure you use discretion. Be certain he will be welcomed by your family and that he's not trying to impose upon you for money, connections, or shelter. Permit that and you only harm him. you will be making it possible for him to be insincere. You may be aiding in his destruction rather than his recovery. Pages 96 to 97. 5. Helping others is the foundation stone of your recovery. A kindly act once in a while isn't enough. You have to act the Good Samaritan every day if need be. Page 97. 6. It is not the matter of giving that is in question, but when and how to give. That often makes the difference between failure and success. The minute we put our work on a service plane, the alcoholic commences to rely upon our assistance rather than upon God. Page 98. 7. Job or no job, wife or no wife, we simply do not stop using our addictions so long as we place dependence upon other people ahead of dependence on God. Burn the idea into the consciousness of every man that he can get well regardless of anyone. The only condition is that he trust in God and clean house. Page 98. 8. Let no alcoholic say he cannot recover unless he has his family back. This just isn't so. In some cases, the wife will never come back for one reason or another. Remind the prospect that his recovery is not dependent upon people. It is dependent upon his relationship with God. Page 99 through 100. 9. So our rule is not to avoid a place where there are addictions, if we have a legitimate reason for being there. Page 101. 10. Your job now is to be at the place where you may be of maximum helpfulness to others, so never hesitate to go anywhere if you can be helpful. You should not hesitate to visit the most sordid spot on earth on such an errand. Keep on the firing line of life with these motives, and God will keep you unharmed. Page 102. 11. After all, our problems were of our own making. Our addictions were only a symbol. Besides, we have stopped fighting anybody or anything. We have to. Page 103. Homework. Reread what we have just read. Read the preface through the forewords. Read pages 86 through 88, morning and night. Try to do what it says.